And finally, a poem about a very good friend who I used to walk the streets of New York City and discuss some of these issues mystical issues, the issues of saying the unsayable and number of other things. It's called The Friends of Heraclitus. Your friend has died with whom you roam the streets at all hours talking philosophy. So today you went alone, stopping often to change places with your imaginary companion and argue back against yourself on the subject of appearances, the world we see in our heads and the world we see daily, so difficult to tell apart when grief and sorrow bowers over. You too often got so carried away, you found yourselves in strange neighborhoods, lost among unfriendly folk, having to ask for directions, while on the verge of a supreme insight, repeating your question to an old woman or a child, both of whom may have been deaf and dumb. What was that fragment of Heraclitus you were trying to remember as you stepped on the butcher's cat? Meantime, you yourself were lost between someone's new black shoe left on the sidewalk and the sudden terror and exhilaration at the sight of a girl dressed up for a night of dancing, speeding by on roller skates. I thank you.